Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In the next hour, it is 6 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A veteran of 24 years in the Virginia House of Delegates is hanging it up. Republican Fairfax County Delegate Dave Albo announced on the House floor yesterday he will not be seeking re-election. Albo says one big reason for his decision is that it's hard to keep stepping away from his law practice for 80 days a year to serve in Richmond. Virginia Republicans have again rejected a bid by Governor Terry McAuliffe to expand Medicaid, saying the state can't afford to extend its public health coverage to thousands of poor adults. The GOP-controlled House rejected an amendment to the state's budget that would have given McAuliffe the ability to expand Medicaid. A new report finds an increase in crime in Fairfax County.
When it comes to crime in Fairfax County, Police Captain Matt Owen says there was a slight uptick in 2016.
We had a 2% increase. When we look at where that's occurring, it's consistent with drug and narcotic offenses account for a large portion of that increase.
Owens tells WMAL other types of crime are up too.
Things like counterfeiting and forgery and fraud offenses have shown a slight increase over the previous year. So we're going to take a look and certainly be addressing any of the crimes.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
States and the district have eased their laws on recreational marijuana use, and Virginia looks to be in the beginning stages of someday perhaps joining them.
The Virginia Crime Commission is giving the go-ahead to start a study on the effects of decriminalization.
We've got some catching up to do.
State Senator Adam Ebbins has been a big proponent of relaxing marijuana laws.
The science shows that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol and tobacco.
He says this will take years, but it's no longer a party line issue.
Our Senate Majority Leader, Tommy Norman, had requested a study as well, and we've had some bipartisan support for medical marijuana.
And all but one of the major candidates for governor said they're okay with decriminalization.
The people of Virginia are far ahead of the General Assembly on this one.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Senate showdown is at hand over Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Ahead of key votes today, Democrats have escalated their attacks as they prepare to try to block Gorsuch with a filibuster. Republicans plan to utilize the so-called nuclear option and change Senate rules to eliminate the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees. Republican leaders are preparing to send lawmakers home for a two-week recess without voting on their troubled health care bill. Conservatives and moderates are blaming each other for failure to come to an agreement. Policy experts say the latest Republican health care idea could mean returning to a time when people with medical problems were charged much higher premiums for individual policies. The southeastern U.S. endured yet another day of severe weather, including torrential rain, widespread hail, and multiple reports of possible tornadoes.
Giant explosion on that pine tree out there. We thought it was a transformer or something. We didn't know.
A homeowner in Georgia, one of many Americans dealing with the damage left by storms barreling across the southeast and Midwest. The National Weather Service issuing tornado warnings for communities in multiple states and reporting numerous possible twisters in Georgia, Indiana, and South Carolina. The storms bringing a wave of hail to Alabama, where the governor declared a state of emergency in response to the severe weather. There was also quarter-sized hail in Kentucky. I'm Reed Binion.
The late astronaut-turned-Senator John Glenn will be buried today at Arlington National Cemetery. His family and invited guests will say goodbye at a private service at the Old Post Chapel beginning at 9 this morning. A Secret Service agent assigned to Vice President Mike Pence's detail has been suspended after allegedly meeting with a prostitute in his off hours. The agency says the incident is under investigation by its Office of Professional Responsibility. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,648, the Nasdaq at 5864. Sports, the Caps beat the Rangers, clinching the Metropolitan Division and home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. Baseball, Ryan Zimmerman homers and Bryce Harper has two RBIs. The Nats beat Miami. The O's beat Toronto. NBA, the Wizards take on the Knicks tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now. Wherever you download apps.
Not all air conditioners are created equal.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, let me tell you, not all air conditioning services are created equal either. Right now, a lot of companies are offering tune-ups. But at Snell Heating and Air, when my stand-up guys show up, I wouldn't call what they do a tune-up. It's not even in the same universe. It's more of a complete system rejuvenation. It isn't some guy that bangs your system with a broom or shines a flashlight at it. This is a tune-up on steroids. A 21-point checklist so comprehensive, I'll make you this guarantee. If your system can't take the heat and it breaks down any time this summer for any reason, we'll be back out for free. No diagnostic, no trip charge. Call us today and ask for your system rejuvenation, your cooling calibration, your AC transformation. Just don't call it a tune-up.
703-450-6300. SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Number of incidents trying to get through town. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Well, on the Suitland Parkway, the good news is the crash is out of the travel lane. So inbound Suitland Parkway, I know you're in that heavy stop and go to get up toward Naylor Road, but once you get there, you'll find that the incident has been moved out of the travel lane, so it's actually improving a bit. Not the case on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Park police are still there. So if you're heading out of Greenbelt, keep alert because just inside the Beltway and as you merge off the Beltway, that's where the delays begin. Almost that entire stretch to get to New York Avenue, the crash, southbound BW Parkway is between 202 and the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. So a lot going on there. If you're coming around the Beltway, you might want to think about 201 Kenilworth Avenue and down into Bladensburg. That direction save you a little bit of time. On DC, 295 crash northbound at Pennsylvania Avenue slows each direction. And are you hung up trying to get through Triangle? A lot of commuters are. To the crash, northbound 95 before you get to 234, Dumfries left side blocked. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Save up to $4,400 on a new home comfort system. It'll save you up to 50% on energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Shower and thunderstorm chances will ramp up for today. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. Large hail, damaging winds, main threat. Also watch out for some heavy rainfall as well. Our highs reaching in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Herndon, 54 in Greenbelt, 57 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Ambassador John Bolton. He'll talk rice. He'll talk North Korea. He'll talk about the president's meeting with China. At 8:05, more on the meeting with China's president with Gordon Chang at 8:05. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Who does not love a good Barry Manilow song, right? I mean, come on. And I know Brian's a Fanilow.
I'm raising my hand. I'm among those who's not. I am not a Fanilow.
You big liar.
I'm not.
You big liar.
No, I'm not. I'm mock all things Manilow.
Have you ever been to a Barry Manilow concert?
I was dragged to one against...
Okay, so yes, so you've been to a Barry Manilow
concert. I was dragged to one against my better judgment and against my will.
And you didn't secretly dance in the aisle.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you were just grooving down to Copacabana.
I will say that I froze my butt off at the concert. Apparently, he requires in concert venues, that the temperature in the auditorium be like 50 degrees. And everybody in there is dressed up in coats and sweaters because it's so dang cold.
You should be used to it. You're in the studio 5 hours a day. This thing is like a meat locker. Well, all right, Barry Manilow got secretly married in 2014 to his longtime manager, Gary Keefe. Apparently, that was leaked. He came out publicly in 2015, but he is now, for the first time ever, starting to talk about it. And this is somehow news. 888-630-9625.
are we still in an era where people need to come out and, I mean, actually come out and discuss it? I've had friends who have come out. I had one friend who came out to me and told me about it, and I just looked at him. I'm like, oh, I kind of knew all along. I was just waiting for you to say something because I didn't want to say anything first. I knew he was gay. I didn't want to say anything. I think for Barry Manilow, though, he kept quiet. He had been with this guy for 40 years? And he said he kept it quiet because he was afraid of disappointing his fans, which I think is kind of sad. I think it's sad, but I think in today's day and age, coming out, I don't personally believe it should be a thing that you have to do anymore. I just don't. I just think we all know this isn't a secret for most people. We know.
So the question is it a big deal anymore?
Right. Do you know?
Do we even care? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know what? I don't care. I'll be the first to tell you that, I am not a big Manilow fan. The fact that he is gay doesn't change anything because I didn't really like him all that much to begin with. But, I mean, I'll also say this, that I never, ever pick up on it.
Here is a shock.
I may have the worst gaydar on the planet. I don't have any sense of it. I can't tell you the number of times in my life people said, you know, he or she is gay. And I go, really? I had no clue. But I think the reason, really? I think the reason that is I don't care. I honestly don't care. I don't care about the color of your skin. I don't care about your nationality. I don't care about your religion. I don't care about your sexual preference. All I care about is, do I like you as a human being, and do I think you are a person of character? And I make my judgments based on that. And it doesn't matter to me one whit, unless you're going to be in my face about it. I don't want to have it in my face. So be gay. Live your life. Let me live mine. And don't make a big stink about it. Just go on and live your life. You are what you are. Okay, fine. I don't care that you're gay. I don't care about any of these other things. So to me, it's not a big deal. And I think we really have reached a point in time where,
yes,
I wish we just didn't do this anymore. Great.
Yeah. Have we reached?
Fantastic.
Have we reached a point in time where this is no longer a big deal? 888-630-9625. And has anybody ever told you they were gay and you were shocked? Because I have a story about that too. I have impeccable gaydar because I pay mild attention to people. So I it's pretty easy to pick up on if you just pay mild attention. I've got a good story about that. Jay and Gaither. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Jay, how are you?
Hi. It's funny when gay people come out as if they're coming out with something new. Most people already knew anyway.
Right.
And me personally, I do care, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me whether you're gay or not, but I do care about it.
Well, what does that mean?
Does it change your opinion?
Well, in the sense that I don't want nobody to think I'm gay.
Well, no one's going to think. Trust me, most gay people have straight dar the way we have gaydar. My gay friends are like, yeah, we know when a guy is straight, and we don't, just like they wouldn't hit on you, just like they wouldn't hit on a woman.
Well, I've lived in a gay community in Baltimore when I was in the 90s, and that's when I got a different view of gay people, but actually being around them, it really didn't matter to me after a while. I grew up homophobic, but once I lived around them, everybody was cool with me. I mean, I knew they were gay, they knew I wasn't. But yeah. I cared about it. I didn't want people to think I was gay. But it's not like it was something that I hated them and things like that. We had a good time. I'm just not going to hang around you, that's all. Because our lifestyles are different, that's all.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for that, Jay.
Jay, thank you so much for joining us. 888-630-9625. Mike and Clifton, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Mike, does it matter anymore when people come out as gay?
I really don't think it does, but it seems like it's still. I've worked with gay people for the last 30 years. I have one coworker now. It's in her 30s. This past Christmas, she just recently came out to her brothers, and she still hasn't told her parents, and she wants to, but she just she feels like if her grandparents were still here, she could come out, but she's. I mean, not that she really needs to come out, but I think her biggest thing is a concern over her parents, which I find really kind of interesting and bizarre.
And it's sad. I find it really sad.
Yeah.
It's sad to me when you fear coming out to your parents, because I'll tell you right now, I would put money on mom knowing. Mom probably knew decades ago.
Well,
moms pick up on those things.
Maybe,
dads, no clue. Moms,
maybe so. I mean, I do know of gay people who are openly gay to their friends, but have never revealed it to their parents, and just can't bring themselves to have
but
that conversation.
Said you can never bring your boyfriend or your girlfriend and the person you're dating. You can't participate in those family things. I think that's really, really sad. Alex and Woodbridge, please do not go anywhere, because I want to hear this story. All right, 888-630-9625. Is it a big deal when someone comes out? Now, do most of us already know? And anybody ever tell
Does
you in a very
care anymore?
Well, yeah, and anybody ever tell you in a very interesting way? Alex has a story. I do too. So we'll get more of your calls coming up.
It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia out of Stafford. We have some big backups here forming through Triangle and Dumfries. The crash has been with us for an hour. It's still there. Northbound 95 before you get to 234 Dumfries. Arrow boards at the scene to get everyone safely over to the right side of the highway. Now, once you get through there, a good sailing up through to the Beltway. No problems report on 395. Big delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This is going to be inside the Beltway, the crash between 202 and 50, the split from New York and Kenilworth Avenue. So if you're coming around the Beltway out of Greenbelt, you're going to hit those delays coming southbound. You might want to think about 201 Kenilworth Avenue down to Bladensburg. DC 295, the crash is northbound right near Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, listen, folks, they are saying that we should be weather aware this morning, that there are thunderstorms moving into. Last thing I saw suggested it would be about another 5 hours, 11 o'clock or so, before it really starts hitting this area. I want to say, I think it's starting to dissipate a little bit, but be weather aware. High of 66 today. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy this evening. A low of around 45. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy near 50. Saturday, sunny and highs in the low 60s. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is now 6:16 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petal and Plants.
From gardening supplies to gifts, Potomac Petals and Plants can help you cultivate the best of spring. Come and experience hand-selected quality that lasts. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Looks like we made it.
Have we made it? Have we gotten to that point where being gay is no longer a big deal, and you don't have to come out to your friends? Barry Manilow telling his story in People magazine, and he said when it happened in 2014 and his fans found out about it, he was so afraid of what the reaction was going to be, but he said the reaction was beautiful.
Well,
strangers commenting,
exactly right.
Good for you. I think it's really sad when people can't come out. It's just so sad to me.
Honestly, though, I'm shocked Barry Manilow is gay, said no one ever.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on, we all knew, didn't we?
Yeah, is it a big deal anymore? Do you care if someone comes out to you and tells you they're gay? Is it something that still matters to you? And if it does, I'm okay with that. That's how you feel.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So I'm curious, if it happened in your family or with a close friend of yours, how did you handle it? And was it a big deal in your family? I wonder about that. Is it okay? My friends accept me, but my family, not so much? I wonder. Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
We have to get to Alex in Woodbridge. Alex, good morning. You're at Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Alex, how did your friend come out to you?
Oh, this was great. So we grew up in the church, and not only that, but we're South American, so there's a little more stigma. And I knew, and the rumors were going around, and finally we went out to karaoke one night, and I held his hand, and I was like, you can tell me, you know, and not only did he just kind of laugh and, you know, he told me, but he grabbed the microphone, got on stage, and serenaded me or sang to me. He sang George Michael's Freedom. And just the best way to have someone come out to you.
I love that. So he basically sang it at a karaoke bar. How gay.
It was fantastic. And we went to his wedding. I took my daughters to his wedding 10 years later. And, you know, but I think it's a generational thing because my parents are still uncomfortable with our friendship, you know, and I think some of the older folks in the family have kind of decided not to engage with him. But, you know, we still love him all the same. And he's one of those friends that's just
thank you for sharing.
He steps up on the stage and just lets everybody know by going.
Alex, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm still waiting to get invited to a big gay wedding. I so want to go. Not a lesbian wedding, by the way. I want to go to two gay guys getting married because that will be so over the top. It'll be fabulous. That's the wedding I want to go to. So very quickly, and if you want to share your story, 888-630-9625. Do you even care? Do you care if a friend comes out and tells you or a family member comes out and tells you that he or she is gay? And again, I think most people know. Very quickly, one of my college roommates calls me and says, Did you get a phone card? Did you get a Christmas card from Susan, who is one of our roommates? I'm like, no. She goes, when you get the Christmas card, do not open it. Call me first. And she was known, Susan was known for sending these cards, not her real name, sending these cards elaborate with details of everything she did every month, all this other stuff. So I call her and she goes, you got it? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, open it. And I open it and she's like, what's in it? And I said, well, her usual 10-page long letter of her life and a picture of her and her dad. She goes, oh, read the letter. I read the letter. That's not her and her dad. That's her and her new girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought that was her and her dad. And you know what she did in her Christmas card? She came out as gay because that's what you do at Christmas in Christmas cards. That's the appropriate venue for announcing to the world that you are gay in the Christmas card, in the Christmas letter.
Just make a comment and move on. That's all we need.
I didn't even need the comment.
Bill in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Bill?
My daughter, 32 years old, just recently, within the last couple of months, has came out to us, her family, that she was gay. She's been in a hetero relationship all her life. She's been with, ever since she was a teenager, she dated boys. She recently, probably within the last year and a half, broke up with a 9-year hetero relationship. And then just about 3 or 4 months ago, she came to me and her mother and her sister and family and came out that she was gay.
Can I ask you a question, Bill? I mean, sure. I thank you for sharing this story, first of all. But second of all, did it change anything about the way you feel about your daughter?
Oh, absolutely not.
Exactly.
She's my daughter. I love her regardless. I told her that. She was, when she started to tell me, she was, because her mother and I are divorced, but when she started telling me the story, her mother didn't take it quite as well, I don't think, but when she was started telling me the story, she started crying, and I asked her, I said, well, you know, honey, why are you crying? She said, I was so scared to come out and tell you. I was afraid that, your feelings for me would change. I said, honey, I said, you're my daughter, I said, and I love you regardless. It doesn't matter.
Wow. So mom was surprised. I find that interesting that mom didn't know. Maybe mom knew and was in denial because I think moms always know. I really do. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, more of your calls straight ahead, 622.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
You can ask any police officer. They will verify this fact for you. When the weather starts to get warmer, as it is now, crime starts to go up. So why don't you do something about it proactively? Why don't you protect your family and your precious stuff by getting an Ackerman security system installed at your house? Ackerman's $19.95 per month rate includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring at about half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time, and that's what counts when seconds matter. Switching to Ackerman, it's very easy, costs nothing. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of moments. And if you want to spend just a few dollars more, you can get the advanced security features like video of what's going on in your home when you're not there, smart door locks, thermostats that were controlled by the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Get protected and save. Limited time offer for our listeners. Call Ackerman right now. Get 3 months of free monitoring. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen stores big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end of model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The big screen stores big. Close out, blow out is a once a year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the big screen store's big once a year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes. Others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our Reservoir Trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, it's been a tough haul trying to get through Triangle this morning, but a change for the better. Update sponsored by Sun and Ski. Finally, all lanes have been reopened. Accident with us for about an hour now. Northbound 95 in Dumfries before you get to the exit for 234. Completely gone. I just watched the last of the vehicles move along. And finally, we'll start to see some movement here. Again, pushing it through Triangle and Dumfries with those unexpected delays. We don't normally have a big backup like that in the morning. Parallel on Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, as you push north and coming up toward that area, Fuller Road up toward Triangle. That was picking up some of the extra volume, and again, up near 234. To the Wilson Bridge, just starting to see some of those backups near 210. Other relief of pressure here, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, inside the Beltway. Longstanding crash southbound between 202 and the exit for New York Kenilworth Avenue, now out of the travel lanes. Don't miss Sun and Ski's spring patio sale. Save up to 70% off last year's inventory. Save big on patio this weekend at Sun and Ski in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to keep our eye out for the possibility for strong to severe storms for today, especially as we head late this morning through the afternoon. Scattered showers and storms become a good bet. Some storms could contain large hail and damaging winds. Heavy rainfall possibility as well. Highs upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel WMAL.
57 degrees right now in the nation's capital. 626 on WMAL.
I can't believe Liberace was gay. I mean, women loved him. I didn't see that one coming. No.
888-630-9625. So Barry Manilow has finally come out and talked about his marriage to his manager and talked about being gay. That was revealed against his will back in 2015. And he said he was afraid of his fans.
Now it's not a big deal. He says they were fine about it.
Right. The fans were fine about it. Are we okay with this now? And coming out is not a big deal anymore. Sally in Germantown has a story to tell quickly. Sally, thank you for joining us on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I think a lot of times it's the perception of the person coming out, and as maybe it was with Barry Manilow. So my daughter decided to bring home a woman. She's almost 30. She did this last year and thought she was going to get a big reaction, big negativity from her family. I didn't understand why, because my husband and I have gay friends, but, you know, we don't come home talking about my gay friend so-and-so, my gay friend so-and-so. We come home talking about my friend. And
right.
So, you know, she expected this big to-do.
Yeah, but very quickly, I just want to know, did you know?
Yeah.
I processed that conversation back when she was in middle school, and then when she was with a man for 7 years, I thought, well, perhaps I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was waiting to have that conversation. So I wouldn't say I knew, but it occurred to me that that was a possibility. And,
all right.
You know, how I would have that conversation, but...
It wasn't a surprise, per se.
Yeah.
It was kind of in the background, not a shock.
It's 6:28 on WMAL.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
There's been a bunch of ice raids in our area, and I'm going to tell you why you are safer because of it. It's all coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. He's gotten a lot done in 24 years in the Virginia General Assembly, but Fairfax County Republican Dave Albo says it's time to sit down. He announced yesterday on the House floor that he won't be running for re-election. House members from both parties praised Albo as one of Virginia's most genuine and entertaining lawmakers. North Korea is likely to be topic number one today when President Trump meets with China's president at Mar-a-Lago in Florida.
A defining moment for this president and this administration. As a candidate, Donald Trump slammed China for its trade policies and promised to win at the negotiation table. Now, with hotspots around the world in crisis, he sits down face to face with the leader of the country he attacked on the campaign trail.
Correspondent Joe Johns, new this morning, Syria's foreign minister now says his country never used and will not use chemical weapons. A monitoring group in Syria says ISIS militants have now killed 33 people, execution style.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports ISIS carried out the mass killing in the Al Mayadeen Desert near the eastern strategic city of Deir Ezzor this morning. The group of observers is calling it the largest execution operation carried out by the Islamic State this year.
Correspondent Scott Carr. Police say some human remains found near the entrance to the Appalachian Trail are those of a Bethesda man who's been missing since December. The Warren County, Virginia Sheriff's Office says the remains of 36-year-old John Patrick Donahoe were found Sunday by a hiker in Front Royal. Montgomery County police say Donahoe was reported missing December 14th. A week later, a woman who was shown on surveillance video using his credit card was arrested and charged with fraud. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,648, the Nasdaq at 5864. Sports, the Caps win and clinch the Metropolitan Division title. Baseball, the Nats and O's each pick up their second win of the season. NBA, the Wizards are in New York tonight to play the Knicks. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor for my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do too. Look, carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once per year. So with spring now upon us, it's a great time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to all the dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking in your carpets, because a Zero Res clean will leave your carpet's looking brand new again. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood and tile floors, and even upholstery. Did you recently move or plan to list your home for sale or rent? If so, a Zero Res clean is a must. Have your home look the best. Listen, I've got a great offer for my WMAL listeners. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Call now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have
no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Is the daily grind feeling like, well, a grind? Make a change. Come to the Franchise Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center and take control of your future. Get face-to-face with North America's hottest franchises, offering full and part-time opportunities, plus free seminars with everything you need to know to own a business. There are countless opportunities to be the boss, call the shots, and love your work at Virginia's largest Franchise Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Get tickets at WashingtonFranchiseExpo.com.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I want to work you around through downtown on 15th Street. DDOT and crews have 15th Street Northwest closed between Constitution Avenue and G Street. Your alternates, you can use 14th and 17th Northwest. Again, 15th in that stretch is closed north of Constitution Avenue. I'll let you know when that gets reopened. Right now, heading into town and over the 14th Street Bridge, overall, 395. You'll find that volume as you head into Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge, but haven't had anything reported along the way. Seeing improvement quickly here, trying to get through Triangle and Dumfries. The crash, gone. Completely gone. Northbound 95 before 234 Dumfries, so you're good to go through that stretch. It's been a tough going through town on DC 295. I know mornings are rough there, but this morning, northbound side for the crash, 295 Kenilworth Avenue north of Pennsylvania Avenue, and traffic slows in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and storms, a good bet for today, but watch out. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. Large hail, damaging winds be the main threats, but heavy rainfall also possibility. There looks to be a slightly better chance for severe storms just down to our south. Our highs today in the upper 60s. Watch out for those windy southwest winds. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Herndon, 54 in Greenbelt, 57 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us later in the show, we will speak with Ambassador John Bolton at 7:05, and we'll talk to him about North Korea, about the president of China visiting President Trump, and the Susan Rice scandal. Gordon Chang will be joining us at 8:05 to also give us his take on the meeting today with the president of China and the president of this country. And Jake Tapper from CNN joining us at 8:35. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, there have been some naysayers who have said, well, you know, what really has President Trump accomplished? Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear that a lot. You know, let me just tell you, I'm going to give you a story here that will tell you that what he did simply by probably picking up a phone and having a conversation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is all he had to do. When he became president of the United States, he turned to the people at ICE, Immigration Enforcement, and the Border Patrol, and they said, obey the law. Do your job. you are hereby unhandcuffed, as you have been in the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. And so they have gone about doing their job. I told you yesterday how immigration was down, some illegal immigration to this country along the southern border, down 61% since the president was inaugurated, simply because people got the word, hey, if you come here, we're going to enforce the law. Unlike the last president, we're going to actually enforce the law on the books. Now, let me tell you a story that is about our area and how the fact that the ICE people and the Border Patrol people are now doing their jobs, you are demonstrably safer than you were a few months ago. ICE has been conducting some raids around the area, and they have arrested some 82 people from 26 different countries. You know, you think, well, it's all about, you know, the Mexicans and the Central Americans and who come to this country. No, it's not. 26 different countries involved in these raids. And they have taken them into custody, and they're going to be deported, a lot of them. A lot of them are going to go through the process of now beginning their deportation proceedings. But let me just tell you, 68 of the 82 had previous criminal records for crimes such as armed robbery, drug violations, etc. Let me share with you some of the stories about these fine people that have been picked up by ICE. ICE arrested a 50-year-old citizen and national of Somalia in Falls Church, Virginia. This was a guy who was a second lieutenant in command of the Somalian National Security Service, an organization known for human rights abuses, rape, torture, and extrajudicial killings. He also, by the way, just incidentally, had a felony drug conviction. This guy is now in custody.
Well, I'm sure he was just here for a better life.
That's right.
And you're racist.
ICE arrested a 40-year-old citizen and national of Trinidad and Tobago in Norfolk, Virginia. He had a felony drug distribution and a firearm possession conviction. He was still here. And he's no longer on the streets. He's in custody. ICE arrested a 45-year-old citizen and national of the Dominican Republic. He had a felony conviction for sale of cocaine and attempted robbery. ICE arrested a 22-year-old citizen and a national of Honduras in Fairfax, Virginia. He has felony convictions for stolen goods and grand larceny. ICE arrested a 34-year-old citizen and national of El Salvador, who he was a documented MS-13 gang member who was previously removed from this country in 2006 but came back. This is the work that they're doing that they weren't doing before. This is the work that ICE is doing that makes this community demonstrably safer. And it's happening in this community, and it's happening all over the country. I read just the other day where they made a big sweep through Texas, and they picked up the bad guys. That's what Donald Trump said he was going to do. He's going to get the bad guys off the street first, and then we'll deal with the rest of it later. And so he is doing what he said he was going to do.
Go ahead.
No, just one other thing here, and that it's that the 68 had criminal records. The other suspects who were held and taken into custody by the ICE people had ties to MSN-13. They were working here on expired visas, or they were wanted by foreign law enforcement for a whole host of other things. So we really are just going after the bad people. And all of this talk about how in communities people are living in constant fear that ICE is going to bust through the door. Well, not unless you're a bad guy. Not unless you're a bad guy. And I salute the president for letting ICE and the Border Patrol do what they're supposed to do, enforce the law.
And what I was going to say is what this tells me is that they've known where they were all along. They knew where these people were, but for whatever reason, they did not bring them in. They didn't apprehend them. They didn't bring them in. So this tells me they knew where they were all along because they had no problems finding these people.
Nope.
And it was done in one fell swoop. So they knew exactly where to go to find them.
That's right.
These people are living in the open. And if they were American citizens, they would not be living in the open. They would be in jail. But because they're here illegally, they actually get more freedom than a citizen would.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
They did this in 4 days. They knew exactly where they were.
Yep.
It is now 6:42 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Now listen, if you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or even same-day appointments, I am so happy I chose a concierge medical practice. Dr. Jones and the entire team at Principal Medical Group put my time and my care first. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Additionally, for those men and women struggling from the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are your area experts in pellet therapy. So schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Patrick Fingle, CEO of New Look Home Design, here with some reflections on roofing. You know garden gnomes? Those little guys with white beards and pointy red hats? They're used for outside decoration. But sometimes you meet a person whose garden gnome has sentimental value. Well, New Look Home Design values your garden gnome just as much as you do. We'll wrap them up all cozy and gently place them somewhere safe and sound. And when your new roof is finished, we'll put them right back where he belongs. Some roofing companies might not take your garden gnome seriously. Here at New Look Home Design, we consider it an absolute necessity. It's not a sales pitch, just a reflection. Because we know that little details are just as important as big value. Speaking of big value, call New Look Home Design now and mention the garden gnome to receive 50% off all roofing materials. 50% off. The number's 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Hi, I'm Cody Gleason, one of the directors at Life Credit Company. When I worked in the life insurance industry, I saw so many people who were diagnosed with cancer and needed money desperately to pay for their mounting expenses. In fact, a recent study found that more than 50% of Americans go bankrupt due to serious illnesses like cancer. That's why we created the Living Benefit Loan Program. It lets you cash out up to 50% of your life insurance benefit immediately, tax-free, while still preserving coverage for your family. There's no premium payments, credit checks, or money out of pocket required. Life Credit Company counselors will help you one-on-one throughout the entire process, and your money comes in as little as 30 days. It only takes 2 minutes to see if you qualify for this program that has brought thousands of people unbelievable relief.
Call Life Credit Company, 800-936-2100. That's 800-936-2100, 800-936-2100. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Downtown, we have a closure in the district in Northwest. A stretch of 15th Street from Constitution Avenue north of up to G Street. So 15th between Constitution and G. Police activity has that stretch closed. So for your alternates, use 14th Street, 17th Street. That works for you. Again, 15th closed in that area. I'll let you know as soon as they get that reopened. Heading into town, 395, the volume in through Landmark, not so bad through Shirlington, and then heavy again as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. Struggling with this crash on 295. It's in the northbound direction, happened over an hour ago. DC, 295 northbound, Kenilworth Avenue, right as you pass Pennsylvania Avenue, still, that was along the left side. Southbound, you can see the activity as well, so that was slowing extra volume. We've definitely improved, though. So Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters coming out of Greenbelt, the pace much better, heading south past 202 to the split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue, earlier crash there, cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and storms, a good bet for today, but watch out. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. Large hail, damaging winds be the main threats, but heavy rainfall also a possibility. There looks to be a slightly better chance for severe storms just down to our south. Our highs today in the upper 60s. Watch out for those windy southwest winds. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid Mercer. And right now, it's Hadid Mercer's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to HadidMercerRugCleaning.com.
No. Everybody loves Critter News. It's a certified fan favorite, and it's time for it at 6:47. I want to bring you the story of an all-points bulletin that has been issued. Be on the lookout for Sparky. We're looking for Sparky, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to listen very carefully because you could crack this case wide open. You could reunite Sparky with his owner, and his owner would be very, very happy about that. Sparky is a Schnauzer, brown,
black and white coat, well known in Northeast D.C. because he loved, apparently all the neighborhood people loved Sparky because he liked to play catch.
Aww.
He was indefatigable, as most schnauzers are when it came to playing catch. And he was a therapy dog for a person who suffers from depression and certain issues. And so the dog really helped this person, you know, be less stressed out and less depressed.
Right.
Well, can you imagine how depressing it is if your therapy dog gets stolen? So he's apparently at a grocery store in January, Safeway store, 1600 block of Maryland Avenue, Northeast D.C. He was inside, but apparently somebody was left outside to watch the dog, but got distracted. The dog got taken, or the dog got away.
Are you buying that story?
I don't know. But
are you buying that?
I'll take them at their word. But since then, they've been looking for Sparky.
See, now I can't even have fun with this because it's a sad story. Somebody knows where Sparky is. Just return the dog. Whoever has this dog, you know what? There's a special place in hell for you.
Yeah, well, apparently there have been some sightings of Sparky of late.
Okay.
And so they're renewing the effort to find Sparky. If you know about Sparky, well, contact your ANC. They will help
That's
you.
That's sad.
They will help
I
you
can't even
connect
have fun with that.
Sparky with said owner. Now, to Gitmo. You know, Gitmo's got all kinds of bad people. Well, fewer of them these days, it seems.
And that fits into critter news
Yes,
somehow?
It does, because at Gitmo, they have a bigger problem.
Oh.
500 to 600 feral cats.
No way.
That's right.
Well, you know, that's calming on the prisoners, I think.
No,
it's good. It calms them down. Who does not love an adorable little kitty?
We're talking feral cats. They're not adorable. They're actually
sort of
mean and
wild. What if my cat was a feral cat?
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they are now in the process of trying to sterilize said feral cats in Gitmo. And they're working with animal rights activists and the local military there to try to, you know, sterilize these cats and to give them some level of care. Apparently what happens is a lot of people come to Gitmo, they're very lonely, and they adopt a cat. And then when it's time for them to leave, they just leave the cat.
Yeah, it's I believe it's a TNR program, Trap, Neuter, Release,
that's
which
right.
I have wanted to do to several people I know, but apparently that's frowned upon.
It's called Operation Get Meow.
Oh, Lord, it's not. All right, there's your groan for the day. That's bad. That's really bad.
It's 650 on WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners love dealing with payroll regulations and compliance issues. It's fun, exciting, adventuresome. And when we miscalculate and underpay our payroll taxes, well, the enjoyment we experience is nearly as much fun as gargling with razor blades. I mean, what's not to love? Well, small business owners, I'm sorry to report that my fifth company, Patriot Software, is going to deprive you of that payroll joy forevermore. It looks like you'll have to spend your weekends doing something other than cleaning up your payroll errors. We provide free setup, free support, guaranteed accuracy, and our payroll starts at just $10 a month. Plus, if you want us to deposit and file your payroll taxes for you, we can do that too. Just go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruperelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems, and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Does your advisor call you only after the market's gone up or down? Or do you have ongoing proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It is 6:53. Let's see how your money did yesterday and how it's going to do today. Checking in at the CNBC News desk, here's John Lesher.
Good morning, Brian. The futures are pointing to a lower opening this morning on Wall Street. President Trump is seen as unlikely to formally declare China a currency manipulator after meeting today and tomorrow with his Chinese counterpart. That would leave a vocal Trump presidential campaign pledge unmet, at least for now. A House committee will hold public hearings in the coming weeks as the panel prepares to unveil legislation to overhaul the tax code. The Labor Department will release weekly jobless claims today. Analysts expect to see a slight drop. Las Vegas's efforts to draw new and young visitors are paying off. 27% of the city's 43 million visitors last year were first-timers, and a third were between 18 and 35 years old. Younger people have not been as fond of gambling as their elders. And 19 years ago today, the Dow passed 9,000 for the first time. It is now at 20,600. John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution, sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have a closure in the district northwest on 15th Street. That's closed between Constitution Avenue and G Street. Now, get a lot of attention on Constitution Avenue when you see the police cars blocking off 15th. So that is slowing through that stretch a bit. If you normally use 15th, 14th, or 17th will be your alternates to work on through. Better news in the district is that the crash on 295, long-standing accident, DC 295 northbound Pennsylvania Avenue. DDOT tells me that is all clear. Now let's go into the Burtonsville area. If you use 198 west of 29, that's where we have a crash. So 198 commuters, again, Burtonsville heading each direction. You know, it's only one lane as you work around the curves there. West of 29, watch for fire and rescue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to keep our eye out for the possibility for strong to severe storms for today, especially as we head late this morning through the afternoon. Scattered showers and storms become a good bet. Some storms could contain large hail and damaging winds. Heavy rainfall possibility as well. Highs upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is 6:56. All right, so mom and dad, you got that kid down in the basement, Junior's down in the basement playing video games for hours and hours and hours, and you're beginning to think, this child is not going to amount to anything. All he wants to do is play video games. Well, hang on a minute. Maybe there's something to that that could get this kid through college. The University of Utah has announced it will become the big-time sports school, first big-time sports school to offer scholarships for competitive video gaming. Competitive video gaming. Apparently, what this is they have a really respected school where they teach people how to develop video games, which is a multi-million, right, billion-dollar industry of some. And so it's a big business, and so you go to the school, and not only do you play video games, but you learn how to make them.
And apparently, they're now going to give scholarships for competitive video gaming, and there may be other esports added to the list as well. This comes from the Utah's Entertainment Arts and Engineering Department.
Now, I know someone who has dreams of being a professional gamer and does literally live still in the parents' basement and is up till all hours of the day and night. And I often ask, you know, about his friends, but none of his friends he's actually ever met because they play games online. And it's a very scary thing, but I love him to death. Great kid. Isn't there a different? He couldn't program worth a darn. He can take a computer apart and put it back together, but he is a phenomenal gamer. Can he develop a game? No.
Yeah, I don't know.
He thinks he's got. How do you make millions, or how do you make a career out of sitting and playing games all day?
Well,
That's my question.
I guess there are a lot of people out there who play games who actually do know how to code and do all that kind of stuff.
There's a difference, though, right?
That's right. I mean, if you're just down there wasting time, but you don't learn anything about how the game is made, how to actually write code and that kind of stuff, then maybe this is not the thing for you. But I think a lot of really of the top gamers, the really good gamers, understand how the games are made as well.
See,
and
that
so,
I understand.
So
if you can develop
you can
a game,
grab those guys and put them in a scholarship where you compete against other universities in games, but then at when you come back to class, you're actually learning how to make the game.
Got it.
So there you go.
Okay.
So listen, make sure that Junior not only knows how to play the game, but is interested in learning how the games actually are made.
That I understand.
And you could probably get this kid a little scholarship. How about that? All right, 6:59 on WMAL. Coming up straight ahead.
Rahm Emanuel is proposing a unique high school graduation requirement, and it might actually be a good idea. I'll tell you about it coming up.
Ambassador John Bolton will join us in just a few moments. He'll talk about Susan Rice. He'll talk about North Korea. He'll talk about the president's meeting with the president of China today at Mar-a-Lago. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.